Spend some time with the words. You do what the word says. You never sung before with the spirit. Do like David said, lock the doors and cock your gun and pull down the shades and do all that stuff. And then and have your gun laying right there so somebody show up, you can shoot them. But and just go on and sing, just they get wild. Just go ahead and sing. And I tell you what, I remember, it's time getting away. But I remember that when I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, I was sitting at my table in our little trailer at the time, and I said about two or three words in tongues, and I had no teaching because I was hungry. I'm telling you, it's good to be hungry for the right thing. And I had no teaching, so when I said those words, the devil immediately said to my mind, said, well, you better stop that. You don't know what you're saying. You might be cussing God out. You know I didn't want to cuss God. So that was a good note for him to get me to stop. So I didn't do that no more because I had no teaching, but I got to listening to, it was either Brother Copeland, Kenneth Copeland, or Brother Hagin. I think it was Kenneth Copeland. And he started telling about what Dad Hagin said. He prayed for an hour. He said he prayed for about what he thought was about almost an hour, just about 10 minutes had passed. Where he prayed again, well, you know, I'm sure I prayed an hour, just 20 minutes had passed. He said that was the longest hour he ever prayed. He struggled through it. And when he struggled through that hour, the devil said, you see that, you just wasted an hour. You could have been studying, getting ready for your sermon. You could have been doing this. You could have been visiting the sick. You could have been your members. You could have been doing that. You know, the devil started talking. He said, for that, Mr. Devil, you said something, I'm going to get right back down on my knees, and I'm going to double it. I'm going to pray 2 hours. At the end of 2 hours, you say anything, I'm going to double it. I'm going to get to 4 hours. I'm going to four. And he said he did. At the end of 2 hours, he showed up, he said it again. He said, I got right back. He said, over in the fifth hour, I hit a gusher. And then the Holy Ghost started talking and saying, and he got a pen and wrote it down, talking about some stuff that was going on in the nation, the thing that God was going to do and change, and about the course of the nation. God wants to talk to us about this nation. Because, see, there's a lot of stuff going on that we can stop. But, see, we think because you hear, what is that, North Korea? North Korea and Russia and all these guys, all these nations got these nuclear weapons. They so bad. Listen, that thing ain't a drop in the water against what we got. We just hadn't got a revelation of it. We sitting over here froze up in a little old ball. God want to show us how to do some things, but you ain't going to get it scared. You don't get it with your mouth closed. You don't get it sitting up there looking at Matlock. I done told you that. But if you're a man up and you're a woman up, say, I don't care how I feel and what men say, I'm going to pray. Holy Ghost, you're going to help me tonight. You're going to help me. I need some help. This stuff bugging me, but I want to pray. He said, well, I don't want to. Well, then I want you to give me the want to. I don't have the want to. I'm going to ask you for the want to. Why you do that? Because I know it's right to pray. I know it's right to wait on God. I know it's right to seek his faith. God want to talk to us. I'm not talking about just me. He want to talk to me. He want to talk to you about these end times. And we are in the end time. And you don't need to we don't need to be sitting up here asleep. We need to be on the verge, on the rise. We need to know what's coming. Because he told us anyway, I'll show you things to come. Hallelujah. 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 Where's my scripture? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me close this out. It was what? We are Christ's ambassador. God making his appeal as it were, through us. We are Christ's personal representative. Beg you for his sake to lay hold of what? The divine favor now offer you and be reconciled to God. It's a favor to do the work of God. It's a favor. He'll call us into favor. Stop pitying yourself. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Start thanking God for what he's done for you. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Stop letting that pity come in your house. Stop letting it get in your mind. Get the word of God in your mind. Renew your mind. I am somebody. I am who God says I am. I can do this. Mephibosheth had both legs broken. But David invited him to be a guest at his table. Lame in both feet. He didn't let that stop him. Couldn't walk straight, but he came to the king's table. I'm telling you, I don't care how you feel. Come on to the table. You'll find what you need on the table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll find everything you need on the table. If it happens to be a little far distant from you, just tell your brother or sister at the table, pass me the healing down here. Pass me that prosperity down here. Pass me some wisdom down here, because it's on the table. Amen. I didn't get where I wanted to go, but I think I did what I was told to do. Whew. I want you to see my God. Christian fellowship, we, the body of Christ at large, we have a gold mine. But you don't have everybody telling you about it. They're talking about this and that. Trying to come on up, Doc. I want to tell you what's up there, Doc. By the Holy Ghost, if you know what I mean. Hallelujah, ushers.